If you were to read material about Sukkot or other such things, you would never leave the boundary of the those words of Torah. But those biblical terms that would eventually make the taste go away, and that wouldn't be so clear. So, and those biblical words, you know, judgment, mercy, mitzvot, commandments, and so on and so forth. All those holy names, it would just throw you to just hearing, to just learning by rote, and further away from this personal contact. Whereas what we're speaking about it in this way, each one, we're talking about a language that's close to us, close to our hearts, and also close to our understanding. Well, let's read, please.
So, the Avot Kabbalah for the student, page 251. All of Israel are responsible for one another. This is to speak of the Avot, when all of Israel became responsible for one another. Because the Torah was not given to them before each and every one from Israel was asked if he agreed to take upon himself the mitzvah of loving others in the full measure expressed in the words, love thy friend as thyself, as explained in Matan Torah. This means that each and every one of Israel would take it upon himself to care and work for each member of the nation and to satisfy their very need, no less than the measure imprinted in him to care for his own needs. And once the whole nation unanimously agreed and said, we shall do and we shall hear, each member of Israel became responsible that nothing shall be missing from any other member of the nation. Only then did they become worthy of receiving the Torah, and not before.
Meaning we have to reach in a group, Israel, meaning those who have the intention to reveal the Creator, Yashar Kel, straight to the Creator, then we must come to a state where no one is thinking about himself, only about the others, and no one is lacking anything because the others are filling him. And he fills them. Meaning a complete system, a complete integral connection. If someone is playing with my microphone, if there is a question about anything, look for a microphone and ask quickly.
About what we spoke earlier about the questions of the workshop.
No, we're now in the Arvut, or a mutual guarantee. Can't you understand it? Yeah, again, you're taking everyone out into your own self-interest. A question on the topic.
There are needs which I know that the society cannot provide for me. What about them?
The society is designed to fulfill needs that are on level of necessity for corporeal existence and spiritual correction. And the society is capable of doing that because by doing it, it is in equivalence of form with the upper force. No one is fulfilling the needs really except for the upper force alone.
So in a corrected society, there are no luxuries. We have to relinquish that. In a corrected society, there will be no luxuries. I have to give them up.
Luxuries? Of course not. What kind of luxuries? What kind of luxuries in a corrected society?
I don't know. Let's say I'm going to the gym. It seems to me as a waste of time. It seems to me like luxuries. But I do it. So the question is if I should start giving things up.
I'm not going to check all those judgments, yes or no. Rather, it's a person's decision. A person decides what is luxury and what is not, according to his degree.
Adon.
Sir.
With this collective responsibility, each member of the nation was liberated from worrying about the needs of his own body and could keep the mitzvah, love thy friend as thyself, in the fullest measure and give all that he had to any needy person, since he no longer cared for the existence of his own body. As he knew for certain that he was surrounded by 600,000 loyal lovers who were standing ready to provide for him, as explained in Matan Torah.
Meaning, the purpose of the Arvut is to reach a state where everyone is in such a connection, where the society fulfills each and every one with a mutual concern between the friends. No one is concerned about himself. No one worries about himself, but only about the others. And in this way, they rise above the individual will to receive. And they can be in order to bestow completely, fully. Clear? Good.
For this reason, they were not ready to receive the Torah at the time of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but only when they came out of Egypt and became a complete nation. Only then was there a possibility to guarantee everyone's needs without any care and concern. However, while they were still mingled with the Egyptians, a portion of their needs was necessarily given into the hands of these savages, permeated with self-love. Thus, the portion that is given into the hands of foreigners will not be secured for any person from Israel, because his friends will not be able to provide for those needs, as they will not be in possession of them. Consequently, as long as the individual is troubled with concerns for himself, he is unfit to even begin to keep the mitzvah, love thy friend as thyself.
Meaning, there needs to be a society that's cleansed of the individual will to receive, which disturbs everyone from being purely concerned with the others, with the members of the society. Clear? Yes, Amnon. Who has a microphone?
In our daily reality, should Arvut be only in Galgal Ta'inayim, or should it include Achap as well?
We need to care about the society in general, for it to be strong, and for it to be above the individual will to receive.
When you say society, you mean our society here?
Our society here. Where else?
The world. The whole of the world.
The rest of the world? Do we care about it right now?
So what is the Arvut only between us? This group here?
He's talking about the Arvut that has to exist among the people of Israel. The people of Israel is the group that's entirely aimed at Israel, Yashalkel, straight to the Creator, where each one has a point in the heart that is pulling him to discover the Creator.
The people of Israel can be anyone in the world.
Anyone in the world who has a tendency for it. Of course, it has nothing to do with nationality. We're a result of the 70 nations of the world in Babylon, where representatives of those nations assembled around Abraham. And that's why we can't get along between ourselves, because we're different in our root. We come from the 70 nations. And only if we unite above the gap between us, we become the nation of Israel. Otherwise, we're not a nation. We're the opposite.
Until the Torah, before the Torah was given and they become responsible for each other, there was no hatred between them?
Hang on. When they come to Arvut, immediately they receive the Torah, the reforming light, the light that appears in them.
This is love thy friend as thyself. This is the hall of the Torah.
No, love thy friend as yourself, you come to later as a result of that.
But love thy friend as thyself is the rule that includes within it
that you come to at the end.
The Arvut is, isn't it the end?
Arvut is only the beginning. It's a condition whereby if we come to a certain form of mutual connection, where each one supports the others, then accordingly we begin to receive the light that reforms, called Torah. By the influence of the Torah on us, gradually in the connection between us, we come to such a connection called love thy friend as yourself, which is the complete system.
If a person is not troubled about his own concern, how can he go above reason? Where's the work here?
They'll arrange it for him, no problem. They'll arrange for him concerns according to the path he has to go through. Everything will fall into place. Left line, right line, it'll all come in the right place. Pass the mic.
The Arvut pulls me out from the will to receive, or should I first correct my will to receive?
By what?
That's what I'm asking.
Oh, I'm asking.
According to the article, we cannot receive the Torah if we have no Arvut, but the Arvut is a condition. It comes only I completely purify myself.
If you yearn for Arvut, mutual guarantee, a light comes to you. This light arranges you already in a certain connection with the others, according to the desire to connect with the others, the desire to keep the Arvut. Accordingly, the light that reforms comes, makes you into a connection, a ten, havaya, and in it, the Creator begins to appear.
So the Arvut, is it a means or the goal?
It's the means. The goal is adhesion in the Creator.
У нас в московской группе вчера товарищ попал в реанимацию, инфаркт. И как нам вот сейчас прям прийти к поручительству, чтобы он забыл о заботе о себе?
Yesterday in the Moscow group, one of the friends had a heart attack and now is in intensive care. How can we, starting now, to accept upon ourselves the avod so that he will not be concerned about himself?
We have to think of him, be concerned with him, make some space in our head where we constantly think about him. During the study, what we're doing, doesn't matter. When we're together, specifically, everyone should think that he'll get well, in short. Let's hope that everything will will pass him and other people who are in various problems and troubles from the Moscow group and all over the world are friends. Yes. Please.
Rav Havarim. This very moment, we are under this thatch, masach, and there's a moon above. During the day, we have been under this thatch, under the sun. What spiritually, spiritual is the difference between?
אנחנו נמצאים עכשיו תחת הסכך ומעלינו ירח ומהלך היום היינו תחת הסכך ומעלינו השמש הייתה מה ההבדל מבחינה רוחנית בין שני המצבים האלה
between the sun and the moon
בין השמש לבין הירח
אדם שנמצא על השמש
a person who's on the sun is not in in the time of Sukkot. Sukkot means that I sit only in the shade. I care only about the shade. I build this shade from the waste of barnyard and barn and winery. That I had things important to me in the corporeal world. I through my work in the group I started to relate to them to look down at those things I determined that they are waste let's say money and fame honor I don't want money I don't want honor and then this disregard for money and honor I raise above my head and I call it schach thatch That's true. What does it mean, schach? That I don't want to. I don't want these things to shine in my head. Not money and not honor. I want to receive in my head, let's say, importance of other things that are opposite that. That's the meaning of starting to keep the condition of Sukkot.
כן.
פבריסיו שואל שכתוב.
Fabricio is asking. It says that they did not receive the Torah before they exit Egypt. So he's asking how come they received the Torah before they actually came out of Egypt.
It's hard for us to understand. We're not built according to these degrees. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all those revelations that took place before, we will understand that later. We need to look at what belongs to us, how to come out of our will to receive. Our will to receive, not our individual will to receive of each and everyone, but the general will to receive. We're all under one ego. One Pharaoh is ruling over us, meaning we are already in a certain group and we want to reach something, but a force is ruling us, a force that doesn't let us run away from all our confusions. The individual ego, and we need to try and rise above it. Let's run away from it. This is our state. Whatever happened before, what did we suddenly get here, and who arranged everything, and all that. This is, it's not worthwhile to care about it. This is what was done to us. Later we'll find out about all those stages that preceded our birth, our development, all throughout those past incarnations. We will receive a report on that later. Okay?
I wanted to ask about the article of Avut. It seems as a dream, as an utopia, where a dream, where a person is not concerned about himself in a way that he thinks only of the needs of others. And if everyone will be like that, then what we're talking about here is complete spirituality.
We're talking here about building a society which is relatively disconnected from foreign influences, and you can do this in thought, because the action, the corporeal action is not so important, completely not important, and then in our thoughts, everything will be clarified in the thought. We can build for ourselves such relationships. No problem there. It all depends on just how much we will feel ourselves emotionally close to that, to one another.
And how can we sustain such a society in a reality where no one demands anything, because what we're about to offer humanity is to live without any corporality?
We don't. It's not that without corporeality, whether we exist in a corporeality that provides to us all of our necessities, necessary things.
But what I offer everyone is, listen, don't want anything, you will receive nothing, and don't want anything.
No, it's incorrect. What do you mean you'll get nothing? No, you will receive everything you require, everything you need, everything you need in order to reach the purpose of life. And we will make sure that you'll receive no more and no less. Don't even think about it. It will always have, you'll never lack. If you enter the society, if you include in it, you're like a baby in its mother's arms. You will certainly grow up nicely. If it suits you, then go ahead. If you're still looking for a lucky break in your corporeal life, go ahead.
What I mean is that we have to offer it to the rest of humanity.
Yes. A time will come when you will be able to propose it to all of humanity, and humanity will be happy about such a possibility. Everything depends on the clarity of the goal compared to what a person has in his hands right now. If people will feel, people need to come to it. They simply need to ripen together with these harsh corporeal forms which the Creator will arrange for them. Stalin arranged it simply. He created famine in his country, and then he placed them into these kolkhoz settlements, these groups by coercion. Either you die of hunger or you go into the kolkhoz, into this communal group. For us, the way we learn from Baal Sulam, the attitude should be only, the approach should only be by education. And the Creator will provide the external conditions. Which external conditions the Creator will send to accompany this process. I think we'll also see some harsh problems.
So the avut he speaks of, it's an avut that has to be materialized in a level of desires and not in, on the level of intentions. Meaning this is a practical avut in this world?
You can have one without the other. You can have work and desires without intentions, or intention without desires. How can it be? if one is writing over the other, an intention is writing over the desire. Give me an example, but only a desire without an intention. Without intention meaning that we don't select, we don't sort out the intentions.
So that I won't concern for his own needs. What does it mean? He won't be concerned of his own intentions? What he won't be concerned with?
He has to ensure that the concern for society will be above all his other concerns for himself.
But caring for the group will be above caring for himself. In terms of what? In terms of the intention in society, or in terms of necessity that everyone will have in the society?
First the intentions, and after the intentions, the actions. Intentions without actions is called demon. Demons. If it's actions without intentions, he's called a fool or a baby. So you have to have intention and behind it an action.
So where do we start from?
From the intention followed by the action.
In order for us to present the idea of Arvut to the rest of the world, we have to show them an example. We ourselves have been studying this article for decades. Where do you see us standing today in order to be an example? Where are we in this distinction of keeping the Arvut between us?
I see from our lives that a man and a woman, they hang out, everything is great. The moment the third person is born among them, they begin to then taste life. When they are two, it's not a family. A family is where you have at least a boy and a girl, they say, you know, two. There they have the burden over their heads. Then they begin to understand life. That was the allegory, and this is the conclusion. If we don't begin to take care of humanity, we won't know what Arvut is, because the Arvut between us is not going to be able to exist if we don't take care of our children, all of reality, the whole world, all of humanity. We won't know. That's how it's built. You see, you invest a lot between you. As you said, we read this article dozens of times, and what else we did. If we don't begin to take care, each one of us, to some extent, take care of these foreign forces, to arrange them, to bring them closer. According to the concern for them, you'll be able to understand what is the Arvut and realize it inside of you, in your group. I don't expect you to reach Arvut today. Impossible. It's only in the condition that you'll be tied to wider circles and you take care of that, the whole world. What's happening? How can we take care of them? How can we disseminate our material so they will know, so they will care, so they will feel, and so on and so forth? Understand that you have to raise them like children, like your babies, and then you'll receive from above those forces. And before that, no. For the time being, you're like a single guy, having a good time. Uh, You have no obligation. The treatment of the externals means to feel yourself responsible, because otherwise the world is going to ruin.
What does it depend on that a student receives the desire and the drive and the importance to take care of others?
שמתחילים לטפל בהם, אתה משקיע כוחות.
When they start taking care of them, you start investing forces. When you've invested in someone, he becomes valuable to you. He becomes, an asset. Let's say I invested $1,000 in him. Is he important to me now? What with my money? Only in such a way, if you start caring for him according to your investment, then you too will start to demand for you to have the vessels to care for him, and you will be given it.
I mean, there are students that invest plenty of time, dozens of years, to reveal the Creator.
That's not good. Not for the revelation of the Creator. There are many sentences that say, I wish you'd leave me and keep your might and observe my Torah. And the whole Torah is the connection between the friends and in caring for the others. The Creator wants the whole world. He wants to correct the Kli of Adam HaRishon. Israel, are those who long to the Creator, are not even considered a Kli. They are lirosh, meaning only that part through which the light of correction moves to the rest of the souls. That's why that's where he wants to be revealed. And when you bring him those souls of the nations of the world, and what is the nations of the world? That they don't long, they don't care, they don't want this, but he, you somehow awaken them, you somehow connect between them. And the Creator also puts conditions for this. He'll soon give us such conditions that it'll be very difficult, that they'll be running inevitably towards you. We need to go towards them. And then accordingly, you'll receive from the Creator, according to the care that you need to give to the whole world, accordingly you will receive spiritual ascent, only from that. Because you don't have a right to exist unless it is in the service. Sasha.
Rav,
we have to put some kind of boundaries here. We tried it all out. Building socialism brought horrific revelations of the ego.
Because we didn't deal with education, with correction, with the society, but it's as if we did corrections, but according to the intellect of an egoistic man, and in necessity, in pressure, in blows. Here we're talking about the fact that we are bringing the upper force, the reforming light.
So, we either have to determine what is your fellow man. Anyone that yearns for connection together with me, the fellow man, my fellow man, means he who is close. On the one hand, it's another person, but on the other hand, he's close to me. He's close in terms of that I see that together we can reach connection and build a homogeneous society, an integral society, in which upper forces of bestowal and love can dwell. And so we reach an upper perception, the upper perception of reality. People that have this kind of potential, either because they have no choice or because they aspire for it themselves, they're called close. So around us all day long aren't those that are close to us, but these are strangers.
Blizhny is called close. Close are those people that I feel that they're close. That's the same part of humanity that is capable of grasping this idea and somewhat. But at least, what are they hearing? They're hearing that by this they get rid of their troubles by this. And then they're willing to come with me.
So it's unclear how to relate to ordinary people.
Advertise and advertise and advertise as much as possible the method of correction and the process of correction. You see that again and again we go back to the same circle. We return to the same one. What can we do? So we need to stop already with all those tendencies that we had before and to think of a new way. You see what's happening in the world. It's something horrible. They wanted to connect. Or inside a country like Russia, they saw what would happen from that, because there is no other method for correction. According to a different method, you also see what's happening. What do they want now? To do it with force, both in Russia and in Europe. It was like that also in Russia and China. They'll get into more troubles. Trump, specifically, as much as he seems like a showman in this, he's a showman. Yeah, it's like it seems like that. He is very, very smart. I'm telling you, I felt this on him years ago. He wants to disconnect his country from everyone. Today, where everyone is connected to each other, dependent on each other, he says, we don't care. If we live, it doesn't matter in what way, as long as we will be disconnected. And they're losing a lot from that, seemingly. But actually, they've earned from that. Because you can't enter a connection in an egoistic manner. You can't. Again to connect. Look what happened in Europe. It's not the end of their crisis. It's yet to come. So we need to learn how we do this, and slowly, slowly, before us is a very special year. Also in the possibility for dissemination. We need to learn how to do this, because otherwise we won't merit also ourselves to be closer to the Creator. Okay? Yes.
Yesterday we had a very great training from the friends about dissemination. Can I tell something about this, how it was?
Yeah?
Very many thanks to Rosie, Asaf, Dudi for preparing, and Marcus for preparing great qualitative content. We really, at the end of the session, found ourselves developing new talents.
החברים ממש סיפרו איך לפתח תוכן חדש וממש גילינו כישרונות חדשים.
Being able actually to really disseminate.
שממש פתאום ראינו שאנחנו מסוגלים להפיץ באמת.
And the process that went with it was really, really special.
והתהליך שהלכנו בזה היה מאוד מיוחד.
We totally experienced a new importance of dissemination.
חווינו חשיבות חדשה לחלוטין של ההפצה.
And when the friends explained more the technique of how we position ourselves between the leg of the people and the sources of wrath.
וכשהחברים הסבירו את הטכניקה שבה אנחנו ממצבים את עצמנו בין הצורך והחיסרון של האנשים לבין השיטה של רב.
Like to make a zivug in yourself to make these two connected.
איך לעשות את הזיווג הזה בתוכנו כדי לחבר את השניים האלה.
You really could feel that everything above is like ready for you
it's ממש להרגיש איך הכל מלמעלה מוכן בשבילנו
it's pressuring you in a way that you cannot not disseminate
ולוחץ עליך בכזאת צורה שאתה לא יכול שלא להפיץ
it's a very strong positive energizing vitalizing feeling
זאת הרגשה מאוד חזקה מאוד אנרגטית מאוד מפרה
And I really recommend for every friend to look at the recordings or perhaps we can do the training again because it's not only the technique of disseminating but it's also this process which is very important for me.
אני ממש ממליץ לכל החברים לצפות בהקלטה אולי אפילו להעביר את ההכשרה הזאת עוד פעם כי זה לא רק העניין הטכני אלא ממש התהליך שעברנו בתוכנו.
And to close what also was very special was the interaction between men and women.
ולסכם גם מה שהיה מיוחד זה האינטראקציה בין גברים לנשים.
Because the friends brilliantly made like a focus group comprised from men and women.
בצורה מבריקה הם עשו קבוצת מיקוד שבנויה גם מגברים וגם מנשים.
And it generated a great collaboration between the two of us.
וזה יצר שיתוף פעולה מדהים בינינו.
At the end of the session we inspired each other with reading texts we generated. We could really publish.
בסוף האירוע ממש נתנו אחד לשני התפעלות בקריאת טקסטים שיצרנו שממש אפשר לפרסם אותם.
Friends were really surprised. They didn't see themselves as writers, but now they could publish something.
חברים מאוד הופתעו כי הם לא ראו את עצמם ככותבים ועכשיו פתאום הם יכולים לפרסם משהו.
And I can tell as a man.
וכגבר אני יכול להגיד.
When I heard the women speak about and they told their text to the group.
כששמעתי את הנשים מקריאות את הטקסטים שהם כתבו לקבוצה.
It really touched my heart.
זה ממש נגע לי בלב.
You could really feel for me it's really like a vision of us being together.
בשבילי זה כמו איזה חזון של איך אנחנו מתחברים יחד.
Why? Because you could feel like when a woman speaks and expresses the care for the world.
אפשר ממש להרגיש איך אישה מדברת ומבטאת את הדאגה שלה לעולם.
There's so much love.
היה בזה כל כך הרבה אהבה.
There's so much embracement of everything.
חיבוק של הכל.
And I don't have a mind but I could feel like this is where we complement each other.
אין לי את השכל להבין את זה אבל ממש הרגשתי שזה משלים. פה אנחנו משלימים אחד את השני.
And it gave a lot of confidence and force for us to build together.
זה נתן המון ביטחון וכוח לבנות יחד.
So thank you friends for this great technique and this great process you offered yesterday.
תודה לחברים על הטכניקה ועל התהליך הנהדר שהציעו אתמול.
Very moving.
Dudi,
we are you continuing today too? Today Simeon is doing a training all day long. They have a schedule. Okay, so they have a schedule in short, and he's going to be giving it. Okay. Very good. Well, what else are we doing? We have another about 15-20 minutes. Questions? There are none more. there in the end I don't see. Well, maybe women? Is there something? Something special? No?
Shalom.
Hello. What is repentance of love?
Repentance from love is a very great degree in which I connect to the other with all my desires, with all his desires, for the sake of bestowing to him. When I receive all his desires as they are, and sort them, arrange them in me, and I can fill them with everything. And that's how it's meant to be. He can't fill himself. Somewhat here and there, only in a kind of a false way. But I can fill him in 100%. That's called repentance from love, the true repentance of love. Yes. The degrees are easiest to explain upon Aviut, upon coarseness. Shorish, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. Those are the degrees of coarseness that we go through. So I am constantly discovering desires that are in such degrees of coarseness, of aviut, of the intensity of the desires. It's always 613 desires. The way they stand out, more or less, how much I feel and how much I don't, in accordance with my nature, my character, my size of aviut, how much they emphasized and how much I feel of them, how much of them they don't stand out and I don't feel, how much of them stand out but they're not enough for the bigger desires, are suppressing the smaller desires, and so on. And that's how I advance. In as much as I can be above my desires for myself relative to the desires for the ten. We don't need to think about the whole world. We need to think of the whole world only on how to connect them to us, but not how we're connecting to them emotionally. It's not yet. We can think that way, but it shouldn't confuse us. Our work is nevertheless in the ten. And all the work outside of the ten is only to bring them to connection in the ten. And then we discover that there's nothing but the ten.
One more question?
Yes.
Arvut, between a beginner and an advanced student.
Arvut is on all the degrees and all the states. Arvut is the measure of connection between us, which is the kli. In as much as we're advancing, so this kli becomes more and more tight, more united.
What characteristic am I responsible for on each and every degree?
It will be revealed and you will see, I can say. The manners of connection, incorporation, mutual concern, mutual support, strengthening, embrace, support. This is all Arvut. Arvut is the general name.
So I'm supposed to be an Arvut towards something that I discover on each and every degree, and not that others will be responsible for me?
In each and every degree, what is revealed? Arvut is the law of the integral kli that has many different parts. They say 600,000 there, and doesn't matter. Many, many parts. 600,000 souls and their parts and so on, subparts. So Arvut is the measure of connection between all of them, as the form of connection between them gives us that same quality like the light. That's what needs to happen, where because we connect above the will to receive in a mutual inclination towards one another, we become like the light, truly, because our actions are as such. This is called Arvut.
And it's also in order to realize and bring the purpose of creation closer?
The purpose of creation is revealed inside the Arvut, yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Rob. Hi, everybody. Natalie from the United States. I have a question. What can I do to help my ten to make a covenant between us?
What can I do to help my ten to make a covenant between us? What can I do to help
Duma.
Example. All of our dissemination is eventually just an example. That's how it is also with children. If we want for them to perceive something, we need to behave with them like we want them to behave. And if we demand of them more than they see in us, that's the education of monkeys. Of monkeys meaning with force. Education needs to be only from example. And from example, you barely need to explain anything. If we're getting closer to them, they get closer to us. If we bring them to all kinds of forms of connection with us, then that's the main essence of the connection, not through the intellect. Okay. Are we done with the women? Yes. Wonderful. Yes.
How does it work with questions and answers inside a person throughout the day?
I would take questions from the workshop and I would go over them again. Truly, just the questions. Let's say a page or two of how many we've been through questions, sometimes many, sometimes less. And I would think about those questions. And again, try to answer them already in a way that I am now, or maybe a more settled matter, different. That's what I recommend.
Is it necessary to scrutinize what we went over during the workshop?
No. No. It's not so important to me what they're talking. What's important to me, how much they want to be incorporated in one another. How much they're not forgetting about that. Usually they forget. Each wants to answer more correctly, maybe to complement what the others say, but nevertheless, the concern is for that and not for the connection. There needs to be first a concern for connection, and from that I answer the question, and not to answer the question, and as a result of that, there could be as a side effect also some connection.
I mean that the different states repeat themselves, and one way or another there has to be some kind of way out.
Only more connection, nothing more than that, only to connect.
Okay, then about the Arvut. If we attain Arvut, in order to attain Arvut, we do certain work
And then everything happens anew. Why is the system built this way that after we attain something, we have to start everything anew?
Every second, we go through many states that we don't differentiate. We can't perceive them, grasp them. Every second. But there is a time out of a thousand, out of several thousand states that go through past, by us, that we feel a change. It's because this is a matter of where there's a certain accumulation, like in a counter, and then the number jumps, and then I feel it. That's why we can't say why we feel that way, and later not, and then again something we feel, and then again there's some kind of stop. It's not up to us. We're not capable yet to understand this, or feel this even, or control it, of course. And the more sensitive we will be to the relations between us, the spiritual ones, kind of a little more, a little less, a little more, a little less, by that we will start discovering changes in spiritual time. Because there's no time in spirituality, because time is a number of states that we will go through in the connection to each other. Accordingly, the light shines on us more or less. That's how we will discover our advancement.
Rav, the last week we spoke about the Congress, the upcoming Congress, and we talked about the attack, what we had to do.
בשבוע האחרון אנחנו דיברנו על הכנס שמתקרב אלינו ודיברנו על התקפה ועל מה שאנחנו צריכים לעשות.
And we said on the holidays we should do this attack, so where are we standing or what can we add?
אמרנו שבחגים אנחנו צריכים לעשות את ההתקפה הזאת, אז איפה אנחנו עומדים כלפי זה ומה עוד צריך להוסיף?
אנחנו נמצאים בהתקפה.
We are in an attack. We are at least talking about the fact that we need to be closer to each other, more united, more in our voot, more in mutual responsibility, with the thatch above us, with the will to receive that is working only for the sake of the society. So what is an attack? We need to not let go of this. The attack is within a person that is constantly pushing him, pressing himself, attacking or pressing all those who are disturbing. That's the attack. Yes, Moshe.
Yesterday we had a very happy, uplifting meal, and with our friends from the Nekudot Shebalev, and tomorrow we'll have a very special meal with the entire Israeli Kli. Tomorrow many friends from all over, from all the groups in Israel will come here to a special Souda, the purpose of which is for us to come closer together and attack. And we wanted to ask you, what's the best preparation that we, along with the Israeli Kli, can do in order to get the best out of this event?
What can I tell you that you haven't heard? There's nothing. Yesterday I really enjoyed from our conversation with the groups. Really, it was very beautiful and open, and I discovered people that are truly in the matters. They feel, they ask, they know. That's after two campuses altogether. You are more successful than I am. Why are you succeeding with them and I'm not succeeding with you? Really, really, congratulations. What am I trying to say? We need to expand those circles more and more. and we will succeed. That's the holiday. That's the true holiday, when you feel such people that are, maybe we need to arrange for them a little more. If it's allowed for them, if it won't distance them, I would invest more in them. Okay. Yes.
Taking care of these circles are our beloved Israeli clear, the groups, and Jürgen, he mentioned the attack. So how? Tomorrow, together with Israeli Kli, do we increase the attack?
It's not just tomorrow. It's simply, we're leaving now. The lesson will end. We will go to the whole day schedule of work, and then you have, what's it called? The training for writers. I really recommend not to miss these things. This is a part of our attack. And that's how we will advance. All day long, be in connection. And I also have a full schedule. And in the evening, we will meet again. So may we have a day that is full with endless attack.
And our daily task, everyone's responsible, feels himself responsible for the entire world. Everyone feels himself responsible for the entire world. And everyone's invited at 5:30 to a festive lesson, live with Rav Lightman.
תודה לצופים בטלוויזיה ויום טוב. התכנסות חברים מקבוצות ישראל.
Friends from all the groups in Israel are gathering for a special lesson and a special souda tomorrow, Thursday, at 5:30 p.m. here in the center. And now, let's watch a special invitation. Dear Israeli groups, I'm very happy to invite you this Thursday here to our sukkah, all of our groups from all over Israel, for you to come and for all of us to unite, study a bit, sing, we'll have a souda, we'll have a very special evening, very warm. And we'll come closer to each other. We'll start feeling how, in our connection, can we build a sukkah? A sukkah of peace. of completeness. And in our connection, we'll start feeling how we're building our special home, special kli, one soul for all. That this is actually what the holiday of Sukkot symbolizes. Waiting for you. Thursday evening. All the best.
סביבנו לפעמים זה שובר לי את הלב אם הגענו עד כאן זה סימן שכבר אין חזרה אז קדימה לדרך ויחד נעיר את הנשמה בואו נרקוד בואו נשיר ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר לא נתייאש, לא נעצור נלך רק ישר, לא נביט לאחור בואו נרקוד, בואו נשיר ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר לא נתייאש, לא נעצור נצא מהחושך ישר אל האור העולם יתקדם לו הכדור בידינו יום ועוד יום נזרז את הזמן כבר הלכנו שנים במדבר וחצינו ימים עכשיו אנו יחד נחזיק בו אחד השני בואו נרקוד בואו נשיר ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר לא נתייאש, לא נעצור נלך רק ישר, לא נביט לאחור בואו נרקוד, בואו נשיר ונתחיל לפזר אהבה באוויר לא נתייאש, לא נעצור נצא מהחושך ישר אליו